Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Bono's daughter was in the news today. Eve Hewson is her name. She was cast as a working-class Dublin girl in a new movie. She's a single mother, by the way. According to one, in the movie she is. One actor from the from Summerhill in Dublin, this casting was wrong. Joseph McGuckin grew up in Dame Street Flats, and he wrote on Twitter that Bono's daughter attempting a working-class performance was borderline offensive. He said it's shocking, outdated, out-of-touch, and an out-of-touch performance. He received some pushback for this, by the way. Some people were quick to jump in and say, this is the entire point of acting. Get a grip. And we, of course, had a bit of a chat in the office about it. I think he's wrong. For example, if we have a new Superman movie, we don't actually have anybody in the world who can fly with a cape on them, so we have to pretend. We get an actor who can pretend he can fly with a cape on them. We don't have any serial killers that are allowed to act in movies and get paid, so we get people to pretend they're serial killers. Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't have those two people in society. Now, she played a part of somebody who is a working class single mum from Summerhill. And actually, I watched the trailer of the movie. Your man Rainer is in it as well. What's that kid's name, the young guy? He's Irish too. He's a great actor. And I thought she was actually okay. I thought she seemed, from the trailer, she seemed to play the part. The accent was a bit weird now and again. But because she's clearly not inner city Dublin. She's clearly from Dublin 4. Anyway. But what came out of the conversation was more a question of nepotism. And the reason she's probably doing well is because of who her father is. I'm not saying she's not a good actress, or actor as they call it nowadays. She is. Is there really a world where Bono's daughter doesn't get a role in a movie? I'm not saying she doesn't deserve this role, I have no idea. But the more interesting thing to me here is the idea that people with connections will always get ahead and do better in life. Lottie Ryan. There's an example. A good example, because when Lottie Ryan was in RTE, the headline of the paper when the Jane Law radio ratings came out was, not a Lottie listeners. And that's because she didn't have a lot of listeners, but anybody else might have lost the job. But she was Jerry Ryan's daughter, and they didn't want to upset people. Now, I'm not having a go at Lottie, I'm just saying. That's kind of nepotism, isn't it? I'm not saying she's not good at what she does, maybe she is. Maybe some people like what she does. Some of us in the office feel nepotism is a natural part of our small, intimate society. Others feel personally aggrieved by it, saying they have lost out on appointments because they didn't know the right guy. But I want to know what you think. Is nepotism fair? If your da owns a business or works in a business as a manager, is it right that he puts the word in for you, the nod to the directors to get you a job over somebody else? Is there anything morally wrong with that? Eddie, hi, how are you?
Good evening, all you well?
I'm good, Eddie. Do you think nepotism is just morally wrong in every shape or form?
Not at all. It's part of life. Nepotism is alive and well. It's not just a new thing. It's been there forever. You know the phrase, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Mm. And it's absolutely great if someone can vouch for you and you get a chance at a job. Like his dad, like you said there, a dad getting his son into a job. I'd be more concerned if there was a job going and my dad didn't put me a word in for it. you know what I mean?
Is there anything wrong? Because that's kind of unfair. If, say, five people go for the job and your dad happens to be a manager in there and you get the job because your dad's a manager, it's a bit unfair in the other four, isn't it?
It is, but if they were in your situation, would they turn it down?
No, they wouldn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just life. Life isn't fair. Get over it. Get on with it.
Yeah, but what about organisations like RTE, which are state-run organisations? Should nepotism play a role in there, which it clearly does? Should it play a role in there? It's like a boys' club in there, actually.
Nepotism shouldn't play a role anywhere, but it does, and we all benefit from it. I doubt there's one person listening here who probably hasn't had a job at some stage in their life where somebody put a word in for them. That's just the way life goes. We've all had a leg up at some stage. Mm-hmm. I know I have. You know, I know years ago when I was living in the UK, and I got a job in this warehouse as a forklift driver, because a mate of mine put a word in for his boss. Oh, yeah, he's got old skin, and then I went in and I worked every year.
But then there's other forms of nepotism where, say, a politician does you a favour and gets you planning permission for something maybe that you shouldn't. That's kind of nepotism, not in wing stuff, you know what I mean? That's kind of old school politics. It's kind of Bertie Ahern and Charlie Haughey politics, isn't it?
Yeah. I wouldn't agree with that.
But that's nepotism too.
It is a form of favouritism.
Mind you,
there was
brown envelopes there at the time too. Not obviously with Bertie,
but
the other fella.
Exactly. Yeah. And money talks, you know? But regarding like nepotism towards a job, etc., something like that, we've all had a leg up at some stage. We've all been favoured by a relative or someone who's put a good word in for us, you know?
Yeah, and my dad used to want me to work in the airport. He kept saying to me, you'll never make money being a DJ. Get a job like your dad, 9 to 5. And he was constantly getting me interviews in the airport because he knew a few people on the interview panel.
Yeah.
And I remember the funniest thing ever. I was about 19 and I was working in a record shop and I wanted to be a DJ and he kept saying, you're not going to be a DJ. I'll get you a job in the airport, right? Because he was the airport 30 years. So he said, he arranged the interview and everything for me because I was so disinterested. And he said, right, all you've got to do is go into the interview. When they ask you, have you got a driver's license, just say yes. And I kept saying to me that, but I haven't. And he goes, yeah, just say yes. We'll box that off when the time comes. And I went into the interview and the first thing a man said to me is, have you got a driver's license? I went, no.
just to despite your dad. Yeah. But like I'm saying, if you would have got that job, right, and it would have been unfair on those other four people. But had they been in a position to get a leg up like you, they would have took it over you. They wouldn't have torn it down. Because life isn't fair.
Yeah.
You take a break wherever you can get it, you know?
Yeah, Claire, Claire, do you agree? Is nepotism a good thing? Claire, the moment I met you, I swear.
Hello.
Yeah, Claire, hi.
Hi. Is nepotism a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely not. Because, like, where I work, that's how maybe 50% of the people got their jobs.
Oh. They know the boss?
They do, or else the boss knows somebody who knows them. Or
do you work in RTE?
Oh, God, did I give it away? Okay. No, I don't work
for RTE. Eddie's argument is, sure, what's the problem? Like, if somebody can give you a leg up or give you a hand to get a job, sure, what's the problem?
Unfortunately, I was never
You weren't lucky enough to know somebody in the know, like.
Yeah. That's all it is,
to know
yeah.
someone. So where I am today, I am where I am because from my own merit.
Yeah.
So, but I am, I won't say I'm tired of it because, but do you know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of seeing people coming in, people who go over me, who have gone at the same level as me, who go over me, and then I have to train them in for a job that I can do, that I could do. Doing.
And I get what you're saying.
Over me.
Yeah.
And
that's unfair, by the way. And if that happens in major workplaces, you can take a case to the Labour Commission if you feel you're being, because that's discrimination. That if it's a job you're qualified for and you're being kind of passed over, you know, over somebody who's less qualified, well, then you do have a case under employment law.
Sorry, but you're going to be the bitch
in the
work group who's going to be kicking up.
Right, I get you.
And causing a stink and like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah,
like,
there's Claire. She's a moan. Watch her. Keep an eye on her. Yeah. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Can I say, if you were in a position to get that job with someone putting a word in for you, you'd take it.
That, I'm sorry. I've never, ever, ever. I've seen people, no. And to be fair, I've seen people who deserve jobs. And through a friend of a friend of a friend who knew the manager, got a job, and well done, you know.
But I mean, the point he's making is if your boss came to you tomorrow and said, Claire, you know, I know you well, you're part of the family, you know what I mean? There's a few in here looking for this job, but I tell you what, I like you, you know what I mean? Doesn't matter about your performance. I just, you know, I think I'm a mate of your dad's. I'm going to give it to you. You wouldn't turn it down, would you?
Not at all, no.
No, well then you don't disagree with nepotism. He's a mate of your dad's. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I absolutely, oh God, no. No, I absolutely
disagree with it when it doesn't favour you. But as soon
it's
as it favours you, the cards fall.
I wouldn't know.
We just asked you a question. We just asked you a question there. If the cards fell right for you, would you take it? And you said, yeah.
No, I'm saying if I was the right person for the job. But you have people who
be
are
honest,
not
Claire.
The right person for
be
the
honest.
Job.
Be honest.
No, I swear to God, no.
I can tell you now, if I had a father working in RTE, and somebody came along to me and says, listen, I'm a mate of your dad. I think I can get you in there. 400 grand a year in RTE. How do you feel about it? I'd bite their arm off. You know what I mean?
Of course you would. Yeah. But I'm not in favour of that.
No, by the way, not that I want to work in RTE, right? Particularly not at this present moment
would
in time.
Do you really want to work in RTE
no.
and leave where you are now?
No, not at all. I'm just saying, I'm giving you an example. If somebody said to me, I give you 400 grand a year because you're a mate, of course I'm not going to say no. I have to go to the news. Sorry, Eddie and Claire, for cutting you a little bit short there. I do apologise. Anyway, I'll take more calls after this, by the way. And I am going to be talking to an expert, not in nepotism, but in narcissism a little bit later on. For many of you who have been in relationships in the past, bad relationships where people treat you like dirt and then gaslight you, well, you're familiar with narcissism. People who are, I suppose, sociopaths. Because I think there's a fine line between narcissism and being a sociopath as well at the same time. Look at it, particularly in the workplace, or indeed with politicians, or whatever it is. Do you think nepotism is fair? Should it be illegal? People are talking about it because of the film with Eve Hewson. And I think that's really unfair, actually, because I watched the trailer for it and I don't think she's that bad, actually. Okay, I think you probably know if you lived in Summer Hill, she wasn't from the inner city. Her accent is a little bit, you know. But then again, I've seen movies where American actors play Irish people and you'd always know, well, they're not really Irish, they're putting on the accent. And, you know, as I said, you don't, like, do you have, like, for example, there was this whole thing that went on about The Simpsons. And Hank Azara, who played the Pakistani on The Corner Shop. What was the, I can't remember the character's name, you Simpsons fans, you don't know it. He packed it in because of the pressure that was put on him because he wasn't Pakistani, he's actually Egyptian. And he put on the voice of a Pakistani person and he played a stereotype of a Pakistani with a corner shop. And people said, that was a stereotype of Pakistani, you shouldn't be doing that. Why didn't they get an actual Pakistani to do it? The same with Family Guy. Why didn't they get a black guy to play the black guy? Even though it's animated, they got a white guy to play it. They should have got a black guy. If somebody's disabled in a movie, they should really get a person who's actually disabled to play the disabled person. I don't think so. I don't think it really matters. If the person's a good actor, that's what acting is all about, isn't it? Anyway, that's the whole thing about acting. We can come back to that again. But nepotism in general, is nepotism really such a bad thing? Let me go to Karen. Karen, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Nice to talk to you, Karen.
Good. Yeah, I was on my way to bed and just literally tuned in. Lots of examples of nepotism, and I do think it's wrong. I've examples of it in my son's life, my own life, and even my husband's life, who's a manager. And, you know, he doesn't agree with it at all. He's abroad at the minute, but just thinking him, he's more in power than I am. I'm in the public sector and it's alive and well, I can tell you that. I lost my job over the pandemic, put out loads of CVs, all that, didn't have the contact, you know, and it took me a very long time to get a job, and I'm still not permanent, like, in the public sector. Won't tell you what to do, though, or anything.
No, but, your argument is, if you knew the right people, you might be able to get a job, which is a bit unfair because you don't have the contacts.
But sometimes I knew the job was gone already. When I apply, you know, I just apply on, you know, my own bat and...
But that, I see that in media all the time. I see, for example, I'll give you an example. There was a job come up on a radio station there a while ago, right? I wasn't going for it or anything like that, but I knew people who were. But I knew nobody was going to get that job because I knew who was going to get that job. It was somebody within the radio station.
Yeah.
But by law, they have to advertise it anyway.
Yeah, and they have to have a certain quota in the public sector, you know, and all that. So it's a total waste of our time. You know, I wish they were up front about it and say, this is going to go internal, yada, 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 thanks for applying. You know, you'd never get that back. They call you for interview. You kind of know if you know somebody maybe in that area that, like you did, is going to go internal. And it's a total waste of time.
It may not be a complete waste of time. Like, if you went for that job, they might say, well, he's not a bad skin. Maybe when something comes up with the future, we'll give it to him. So what I'm saying is, nepotism exists in society.
That night, like, you know, it doesn't. It depends on what sector you're in, but it doesn't always work like that. The thing is, I just prefer if they were more open and honest about it. Like they are, to be honest, the private sector are a lot more upfront about this. Because I've worked in the private sector before I went into the public sector. And, you know, I mean, they're just like, it's a different world. Like, you know, it's not unionized. It's not as, you know,
I would have thought nepotism happened less in the public sector because it's kind of been monitored a bit more than the private sector. So I thought it kind of happened less, but clearly not.
No, it doesn't. Because my husband and I did work in the private sector, and it doesn't. No, they're afraid to do it, to be honest. they actually are, because there's more legality and all that, I think, maybe involved. I don't know. But it seems to be not a thing as much as it is. Just from my experience working in both sectors.
But here's the thing. Karen. As I asked Claire before the break, if you were the one who got rewarded because of nepotism, i.e. somebody came along to you when you were out of work and said, listen, I know Johnny up the road. He's a company. He's a mate of mine. There's five people going for a job tomorrow. Go on along there. I'll put the word in for you. And you knew you were going and you were most likely going to get the job. And you got the job. You wouldn't be giving out about it then, would you?
No, actually, no, I'd be totally honest. I'm not just saying this because this has happened to me, right? I actually, in my moral kind of radar, I would feel bad about that. I would feel wrong about it. You know, I actually
would.
Would.
Okay.
Actually, I got a job, and actually, after I got the job, my boss said to me, well, actually, somebody knew me and said something. Well, you didn't really say that, but I kind of felt that happened. Wasn't put, couldn't put me anyway. Thing is, I got the job on my own merit. You know, you did say that to me. But the thing is, I kind of felt there was something going on in the background that I didn't even know about.
But that's okay, because there is a fine line between nepotism and somebody putting a word in the boss's ear and saying, she's good, she's very reliable, and I know she's good at her job. That's kind of slightly different to nepotism, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is, yeah. No, but I think it's blatant nepotism. I just think, because everybody should be there on their own merit. I work in the recruitment sector, actually, now.
Mm.
And, you know, I tell people that I'm going for jobs and, you know, just, I'm up front and honest with them. I just say, put your best foot forward. You know, I kind of, you know, work at CVs and their experience and all that kind of thing. You know, and I see how disheartened people are when they feel, you know, like I've been that soldier too. I've gone for job after job and haven't got it. Like, and I feel I'm sometimes even overqualified for the job with the experience, whatever, not even qualifications. But like, the thing is, it's so annoying then when you hear somebody else got the job and they're you feel they haven't got the same experience, but they just knew somebody in the job. And it's very disheartening.
I've witnessed it, you know, in the media, of course, particularly in places like RTE.
Yeah.
Everybody, not so much as now, but certainly years ago, it was considered to be the boys' club. And it was always, jobs always went internally to people. You know what I mean?
But you can name loads of people in RTE that have just got in there.
Because of their relations, fathers or mothers. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And in politics, like, I mean, it's rife with it, like, you know what I mean? That just got in on the bat of their father was elected in that constituency, and they just, you know.
We have to decide whether that's nepotism or whether that's just somebody following in their father's footsteps who are good at what they do.
But sometimes they are, but sometimes they're not, like, you know?
Yeah, no, I know.
They just get votes because
of who they are.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. But they're not qualified for the job, you know what I mean? They're not really, they don't have the experience.
Yeah. And then, look, there's other forms of nepotism in society on a milder scale. Well, people I mentioned earlier on, people say going to a local politician because they might know them to get something done, you know what I mean, in the local community, or to get something done, maybe a planning permission push or something like that. And then you've got other forms of nepotism where you might know a tradesman and you get it cheaper than somebody else because he's a mate of yours. So there's all forms of nepotism in society.
Yeah, there is, across the board, like, absolutely. Yeah. So what's right and what's wrong? But I just think morally, a lot of it is wrong. 99.9% of it is wrong if you actually think about it, you know?
Yeah, well, under equality laws, you're right. It's probably illegal, actually, in a lot of cases. But stay there for a second. Let me go to Kevin as well. Kevin, you've been listening to what Karen says. You know, her moral compass just doesn't agree with it.
In an ideal world. Look, at the end of the day, it's not nepotism. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Ireland's been running on those few words most of its life. It's not new. It got quietened down after the 80s, maybe 90s.
When Charlie Hyde disappeared.
yeah, exactly. Look, hang on. Good old Bertie, like in that job, you know where I worked. One of my family members needed something, and Bertie was on hand to
help out. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not what you... I'm not related to him. I don't know him from Adam. Well, far meeting him. But not, owes me nothing, and it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Well, I'll give you an example of Bertie Ahern, by the way. I worked with Bertie Ahern at one. When I say worked with Bertie Ahern, he co-hosted a breakfast show on a temporary radio station for a couple of days, many, many years ago that I was working on. And I found him to be a nice person. And I was putting an application in. Let me just finish the story. So I was putting an application in for a temporary license at the time, or for a full license for radio. And I asked him, could you do that for us? So he rang me and I wrote a letter to him explaining what I wanted. And then he kind of wrote back to me, or sent back saying he did put a word in for me, but unfortunately that license or whatever wasn't available at the time. So the point is, he did, you know, put a word in for me. But is there...
Yeah.
There's a difference between putting a word in for somebody because you know they're good at what they do.
Going the extra step.
Yeah, that's rather than putting a word in because I'm not related to him. So
But for all you know, Niall, he probably didn't. He could have done nothing at all. Just like,
is that not his job as well, Karen, to be a public representative? Do you know what I mean? And to represent people.
Yeah, I get that. My father, to be honest, when he was a Labour, I think he came back and he just met somebody and said, I'll put a word in for you, and he got onto Irish Rail. I'll give you that, like, you know. And that was the best thing that ever happened to him. You know what I mean? He was 38 years and he worked his way up and he had very little education.
That goes against your moral compass, though.
But it does.
You just said all of this goes against your moral compass. Well, it's okay for someone in your family to get to step up.
But that's what happened to him. Like,
You're not for it, so.
I understand that we can all have a little bit of hypocrisy in this because we've all been rewarded. I understand that. But Kevin, whether you believe it's happening all the time, and I'm not going to disagree with you, of course it's happening all the time, right? And you're right. That saying in Ireland, it's not what you know, it's who you know, has been going around since the day I was born, right? But that doesn't make it right either. You know what I mean? Because there's four people going for a job and one person now is the boss. What?
Hang on. You'll have a circle of friends, say five friends. You'll do something quicker for one friend than you will the other four. Do you know what I mean? It's human nature. Everybody gets a leg up from somewhere along the line from someone they may.
If you're in a position of power and you're the recruiter or the hirer in a company, you have a responsibility to treat people equally who go for a job, don't you?
Yes. In an ideal world, in that responsible scenario, yes, you do. But if you're doing something on a favour for someone, that's a totally different ballgame. That's where it comes into it's who you know, not what you know. Now, it's nepotism, like that actress, that Bono's daughter, like there was a guy called Brian Cranston, right?
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah,
he played a quadriplegic in that film, The Upside. He got slated for it, and do you know why? Because this is how stupid some people are, and the internet's proven it. That they were complaining, why is a normal able-bodied person not?
Why didn't they get a quadriplegic to play the quadriplegic? That's what they were arguing, which I think is daft, by the way, because one of the best movies ever was My Left Foot.
He got slated from a height because an able-bodied person played a quadriplegic. People actually believe they should get a quadriplegic
to play a quadriplegic. Well, people will make that argument, but that's like saying you should get a superhero to play Superman. We don't have any superheroes. But stay there for a second. Let me go to Caroline very quickly because I have to go to a guest in a second. Caroline, hi.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry I'm rushed for time here, Caroline, but what do you think? Nepotism, should it be illegal?
Not at all. It's alive and well. It's not going anywhere and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. So, you know.
Yeah, get over it. Is that it, really? What about Karen? She doesn't know anybody.
But if anyone wants to do me a favour, I don't know anyone either. I need a job at the minute. So, Karen, you know, she can put a nod and a wink in there for me. No bother.
What do you do for a living, Caroline? What's your skill?
My skill, oh Jesus. The last job I was in, I was doing sales and administration for an oil company.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, the dreaded oil companies, the enemy.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm evil.
Well, if anybody is looking for somebody in sales and administration in an energy company, Caroline is available.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.